Blade Runner, 1982. In the future, intelligent robots will likely be difficult to distinguish from human beings, at least through a superficial inspection. When that day arrives, what effect will this have on humanity and human relations? This theme has been explored in several famous movies, and one particularly influential film on the subject is the 1982 cult movie Blade Runner, directed by Ridley Scott, born 1937, and based on the 1968 novel Do Androids Dream of Electric Sheep? By Philip K. Dick, 1928 through 1982. Set in a futuristic Los Angeles in the year 2019, the film depicts replicants, which are synthetic humans that must be retired, killed, by the movie's protagonist. These replicants are so similar to humans that the way to distinguish them from humans is by administering the Voight-Kampff test, which involves studying subtle emotional responses and eye movements of the replicants when asked a set of questions. One of the replicants, Rachel, believes she is human and has had memories implanted to give her a fuller personal history and the illusion of a human experience. Reflecting on the character of Rachel in Blade Runner, independent researcher Helena Guga writes, "Humans aspire to creating AI, but the kind of AI that they can be in control of. Thus, in the film, the solution to the autonomous, independent AI problem is solved by implanted memories that can be controlled. Ethics, free will, dreams, memories, and all those values attributed exclusively to humans are brought into question and radically redefined through popular representations of humanoid robots developed in such a way as to be able to express perhaps even more humanness than humans. How we ought to treat artificial forms of life becomes an increasingly important issue," writes philosopher Greg Littman, "as humans continue to develop sophisticated computer systems and perform wonders with genetic engineering." Philosophically challenging films like the grim science fiction nightmares of Scott are useful when we ask ourselves about our real-world obligations, since these allow us to test our preconceptions against hypothetical situations to see whether our theories are consistent. See also Metropolis, 1927, Asimov's Three Laws of Robotics, 1942, Ethics of AI, 1976, The Terminator, 1984, Spielberg's AI Artificial Intelligence, 2001.